Bhagavatam canto 7, chapter 6, verse 25. Tishtete tatra kemas bhyamanam tamadhe kimta erguna vedika radhya yasya siddham dharma vaya kima gune mita kamshitena saranta samcharane upagayatam na. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who are satisfied the supreme personality of Godhead. Who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. But devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, which are automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of material nature? Every devotee always glorifies lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Repeat. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who are satisfied the supreme personality of Godhead. We because of all causes. Original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities for devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature. What is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, which are automatically obtainable under the influence of the works of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kama, and moksha. In an advanced civilization, people are eager to be religious, to be economically well situated, to gratify their senses to the fullest extent, in a chance to obtain liberation. However, these are not to be magnified as desirable. Indeed, for a devotee, these are very easily available. Bilamangal Thakur said, Mukte Swayam Mukulata Anjalikavato Sman Dharmada Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. Liberation always stands at the door of a devotee, ready to carry out his orders. Material advancement in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation simply wait to serve a devotee in the first opportunity. A devotee is already transcendental. He does not need further qualifications to be liberated. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sabanam Samadhi Tvaita Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, a devotee is transcendental to the actions and reactions of three modes of material nature because he is situated in spiritual platform. Prahlad Maharaj said, Gune Agune Nacha Kamkshitena. One is engaged in the transcendent loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord. He does not need anything in terms of dharma, anta, kama, or moksha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, in the beginning of transcendent literature, it says, dharma prajita kaitavatra, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, or kaitava, false and unnecessary. Dharmasara Aram, persons who are completely transcendent to material activities of separateness, who make no distinction between mind and yours, but who simply engage in devotional service of the Lord, are actually fit to accept Bhagavad Dharma. Dharman Bhagavata Dhyam. Because they are Dharmasara, not jealous of anyone. They want to make others devotees, even their enemies. In this regard, the Madhvacharya remarks, Kankshate Moksha Kamapeshikam, Na Kankshate Yata. Devotees are not desirous of any material happiness, including the happiness derived from liberation. This is called Anyaragashita Sanyam Jnana Karma Jnana Dutam. Karma is desired material happiness, Jnana is desired liberation, but a devotee does not desire anything. He is simply satisfied by rendering transcendent loving service at the lotus feet of the Lord and glorifying Him everywhere by preaching in His life and soul. Om Jnana Karma Jnana Jnana Dutam. చక్షుర్వన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన మహాకవి స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాతి స్వాపదాతి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ రామ హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ in our devotional literature. A human being can enjoy three levels. And not everybody can enjoy the same quality of happiness. There are levels. What is called, not generally most of the people, it is called sense gratification. Yeah, you are tongue, like whenever there is some celebration, people want party. They want to dance to film music, and they want to sing songs that gratify their senses, whatever senses are agitated. So, you want to hear certain things. You want to see certain things. Then you become happy. So this is called sensual enjoyment. It differs from person to person. Not everybody likes the same material things in this world. And then there is mental platform. Satisfaction in mind. People derive satisfaction by research, by surveys, by drama, by poetry. They are not directly anything to do with senses. Senses means food, in this world music means men and women, or dear songs. Man likes to hear the woman's voice, and it's complementary. Without spiritual life, a man is not complete, a woman is not complete. Without spiritual life, man and woman may come together for some time, it may be like, alright, I'm happy. But because that is not our eternal life, or that is not our real life. So, we will not be satisfied in the long run. All the man and woman are together, they are not satisfied. So they divert their minds to something else. Still they are not satisfied. People obtain noble prize, people obtain gold medal, people become prime minister, all things. It's a mental gratification. When people glorify you, what is the gratification? On the level of mind. Senses means objects. The mind means by satisfying false ego. By satisfying you, by glorifying you, mental happiness. But we are not this mind also. So, it's called in the Sanskrit language, Bhoga and Tyaga. Bhoga and Tyaga. What you don't have, you want to enjoy. When you have it, whether you are enjoying it or not, then it's separate. When you don't have something, if only you get that. Once you get it, you are not satisfied. And you knew that, Tyaga. Bhoga, Tyaga, you Tyaga. And then something else. It's an endless desires. There is no end. Your senses are always chicken. All of us must have had the experience. You are all right for some time, suddenly you become little restless. Because the same situation is not satisfying anymore. That's it. In this world, friendships don't click. You become friends. For some time it is there. And again, familiarity breeds, but then complete contempt. Then the same person, we start feeling jealousy, we start feeling little uneasy. And you know, it's good. But once you start saying, then start finding parts, even if it's friendship becomes not so. The real friendship can only exist on spiritual friendship. Not that you satisfy me, I satisfy you. Together, let us satisfy Krishna. And Krishna can satisfy everyone at the same time. So, one day in love doesn't last, one day in friendships. The same in our own life. Thick friends becomes deadly enemies. Why? Because competition. We are friends, we are equal, but my fortune favors me. And then you start jealous. And I'm also in the same boat. I don't have things, you don't have things, we are friends. But then fortune is not somebody. And immediately, he is becoming recognized. He is more talented. I don't have that. Same thing. And it is the nature. Nature of body consciousness is you want all good things for yourself. And that is not there, immediately you become envious or jealous. Hatred. So, let's say, Prabhupada very clearly told, there is no love in this world. You may not understand how the mother is loving the child. Is it unto the woman is so devoted to the man? Is it also not true? It is. It is not true. Because only when it is gratifying our senses, we are satisfied. When the gratification stops, parents and children, they fight, they get separated. You ask, the child is very worn of parents. How come this? Only, apparently it is like that, that the child is born from certain parents. Really there is no relation. Let's say it is not unusual that children go to court cases against their parents, and parents, they abandon the bread. You go ahead. If I am not satisfied with you, you just go and do what I like. You say. As long as you live to my satisfaction, I like you very much. You know what you are. And who are you and who am I? So the point is, we don't have much time. The main thing that Prabhupada made here, people who are devotees, they don't have any demands from the Lord. If anybody is going to the Lord to make him some demand, I should get a job, I should get married, I should have some promotion, I should have the wealth I dream, that is not devotion. Devotion means what you give to the Lord. I should have some doctor, he sent a WhatsApp about India. He's saying, I should think what India is benefiting me. Don't think like that. We always think, what can I do for India? All this China-India thing is going on. And business people, they don't care. They want to make money. Business people. So whether it's China product or this or that, they are not worried. Let the country be ruined. Let the country be go to foreign people. I have to make money and have myself in education. Okay. So, they are trying to bring nationalistic spirit. What I was saying, my dear countrymen, we are buying almost like 600 million rupees worth of Chinese goods every year. It's a pretty big chunk of money. And you are not giving to even Indians that money. You are giving to Chinese by buying their products. Not make in India. And you are buying them. All that China's economy is booming because they are making good business in India. And then he is now in a position, he has so much money coming profits that he can afford to fight with India. So at Bhutan, border place, so it's a meeting place of China, Bhutan and Pakistan, three places. The border is on. This Baklav, it is in Bhutan. And Bhutan is a country which has taken shelter of India. It's a small country. But now, China is sponsoring everything in Bhutan. What Indians are giving you? So they just want to be next to India, taking Bhutan. Bhutan is in India. If Bhutan goes to China, then they can do anything to India, anything, anytime. So they are trying for that. It's a very strategic place for China to come right next to India so that they can take over Arunachal Pradesh or something like that. Claims are going on, claims, counter claims. Pakistan, everybody is envious of India. So the enemies are joining together. So the slogan is, don't buy, you may get profit, but India is going into slavery to China. So if you have any love for your country, you are also put in the example that Chinese, they never buy anything outside their country. only 5% 6% of foreign goods are purchased in China. 95% China will buy their own product, by choice. Similarly, I was giving an example. America bombed Japan, and the side effects are seen even after 6 decades. Five centuries, eh? You are not to play this.
75 years.
Even the effects are not seen. So they hate Americans so much. Complete Japan cooperates never to buy anything that is made in America. They are all Japanese, it's right in their blood. I mean, they're so patriotic. So, Indians, you know, like, India became conquered by Muslims, why British has conquered India. Indians, for their selfishness, they have sided the enemies. Who are their enemies? I'm going to go to somebody else, just to see that people. And then you're going to take us both of them. Just to get you defeated, I side with some foreigner. And after defeating you, will defeat me also. That's what the Indians are so stupid. There is no... it is natural because when your senses are uncontrolled, you don't care for the country, you don't care for good or bad, just like addicted. You just do whatever you like. Let's say, Hindus can never be united, Indians can never be united. Like why Indian politics is so dirty. We are only really interested in serving the country. Just who wants to take over the government? Not to serve the public. You know, the point is, people who are devotees, that when people are practicing devotional service, they get such first-hand, superior, a transcendental experience, and for them, Ardha, Tama, Moksha, they become insignificant. Devotees are not interested in any material upliftment. Devotees, they just only as much as is necessary to keep the body and soul together. So devotees are not interested in improving their material condition. Devotees are not trying to enjoy something. They just want to maintain the body or soul. And remind them, they are so absorbed, they are so attracted to devotional soul. So he's saying, to the children of the demons, Lord Maharaj is saying, devotees, they transcend the mortal material nature, so there are no expectations on the material platform. Whatever comes naturally, suppose I can improve my life by going to Arabia, I can improve my life. Devotee, just like we hear so many examples of Kerala Majesty, Sukramuradas Brahmachari, and Sudama, all very poor devotees. Poor, but great devotees. Not poor devotees. Devotees are materially impoverished. And then they are such exalted devotees, if some desire is there in the heart, immediately Krishna will fulfill. But they are actively praying, please don't let any material desires creep into my heart, because they will destroy my spiritual life. That means the devotional service is completely independent activity. Devotional service has nothing to do with whether you are rich or poor, whether you are educated or uneducated. In the society, the status of that, but for a devotee, no material conditions. It's simply, I got a phone call from Haryana. Suresh Yadav. Suresh Yadav, he lost his job. He was fired out as DPR, District Public Relations Officer. He was a party to Bhupendra Singh Hooda, CM at that time. Bhupendra Singh, before the BJP government. So, you got the job of the fellow, and the verified accounts called me up, wife and a child, wife and a daughter. You have visited the house, Kaitan. So he just, because he's a devotee, for us, I want to consult you. I lost my job, government job, and I'm not interested to be a beggar, and I can try. I can find another job, another experience, and some qualification. But I'm thinking, I'm not happy working for people. So what do you think? Krishna threw me out of job, what I'm supposed to do, I'm feeling like that. Then I told him one thing. If you have no problem maintaining your wife and kid, if there is an arrangement for stay and eating for your wife and daughter, then you should not try for another job again. That is called devotee. What if you are arrangement for eating and staying, okay, I'll spend my time in devotional service. And unasked, without asking, if you're advancing in devotional service, facilities will follow. Not that when I do devotional service, I'll get facilities. The mood is not there. But it is a byproduct. When you keep cow for milk, you have to get gobbler and coy automatically. And all the cow can do is so similarly, if you are advancing in devotional service, because Krishna is Lakshmipati, you don't know how many will come. It has to come. If you are a pure devotee, if you have some ideas of I want to do this for Krishna, money will come. How? Because Krishna's arrangement is not conceivable. You cannot conceive. These guys are beggars. Where will they come bring money and build a project? We are beggars, but our master is not. Our master doesn't know to create things. He just is a wrong plan. I say devotees are not worried or they are not, they don't plan for the future. What will happen to me if I grow old? What will happen to me if I become sick? Just leave it to Krishna. Be assured. And lastly, Prabhupada also, I was thinking, I'm 70 years old and my family is taking care of me at this age. Now, if I have to risk my life, I take sannyas and go away. At my old age, I land up in some paralysis or some attack and this thing, and I die such an unattended, horrible death. These thoughts were my testing. The Prabhupada decided that when I'm not a devotee, arrangements are there. And if Krishna is there, and I'm trying to serve him, why should ever he want anything? actually, I became a devotee for your information. I got a Back to God in magazine in Vijayawada. So I was exposed to this kind of US. And then some of the parents and things like that, I came to settle up things. And then, that time in Vijayawada, there was my son. So I was going to second-hand bookshops. Is there any Prabhupada books? And then I got a magazine, Back to God in magazine. And I was reading it very greedily. And then I found one statement. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am a servant. Why should I worry about anything? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I am a servant. Why should I worry about anything? Right? Yes. Krishna is so big. And just getting a little food and a 6 feet place to sleep. A little food. Share. If devotees are asking, you have no job, or your maintenance is going on, it's an insult to devotees. Devotees are not taking money because they are difficulty in basic needs. Devotees are taking money because they want to serve Krishna, they want to create good fortune for others by engaging their money, and their money is spent in many illusory ways by engaging them. Their life is becoming auspicious and they are becoming fortunate in them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So everybody take prasad and be ready. Today the aarti is pre-pawned. Aarti will be at 11:30, not 12 o'clock. From 12 o'clock shifting will be 11 to 11:30. Aarti is 11 kada, 11 kada. 10:30 bhoga and 11 o'clock aarti, 11:30 temple close and then shifting. So some people can be in kirtan, some people be assisting kirtan. You know what? Team on the inka? Details let go. Let's go. Thank you.